Hello, and welcome again to Of Steam, Steel, and Murder. Tonight, we played Session 10. This session will be broken up into three separate downloads. We had a new player, Michael, join us tonight. If you would like to get in on the game, please contact us at steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. Our campaign's website can be found searching the obsidianportal.com website. We have 4 reviews on iTunes right now, and I want to thank listeners IamZero, Devil Hornet, and Logos58 for their wonderful comments. If you have feedback, please write us a review on the iTunes Store. Now, on with Session 10, Part 1.
Let's go ahead and pick up where we left last time, and Jameis and Drina, you were following the paint splatters in the middle of the night in the fog-shrouded Metapole streets. I don't remember if you actually had made your driving roll at that point when we ended, or were you about to? Do you remember offhand?
I don't think anyone had made a driving roll.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I was about to.
Yes. The paint is quite vivid through your specially designed glasses, so following the trail isn't an issue. Following the trail while keeping your car from colliding to other things is the issue.
Okay.
And I can't help because I can't see a thing.
If you make it at least a good success, then you're fine. You're able to do both and chew gum on top.
That's a 4.
Mm-hmm. Very good. All right. You're managing to avoid late night passersby without running them over. Some of them feel a whoosh of air as your car goes careening by them. Of course, they can't see you, but luckily you can see them just fine. And you're following this paint trail. It's leading toward the more central Metapole city. And you're still in District 4, but you're starting to get into where you're getting less of the residential and you're getting more into storage facilities and warehouses. Following along, there's less traffic out. Now you start seeing less people out and about. And, of course, the car that you're following is really the only car that's on the road other than emergency cars that you see occasionally here and there. And they're driving very slow as they're not able to see as well as you can.
All right.
So at this point, you're fairly far behind them, far enough where your headlights, you know, you're thinking are not going to be noticeable by the car in front of you. So you need to tell me how close you want to get or what you're doing from here.
Gotcha. Well, I could turn my headlights off, theoretically.
Yes, you need some light for your glasses to function.
Oh.
They don't see in the dark. They just cut out the fog.
I'll just go ahead and, I'll stay like 2 or 3 blocks behind him. I mean, it's not that busy, right? So even if they turn off somewhere, finding them shouldn't be too difficult.
Right.
Well, no, you just follow the paint trail.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, you round a corner and you see up ahead that the SUV has stopped, and it's backing up to the doors of a loading dock.
Okay, then we stop also. And I... blah.
The Christian will bring us, I see, the paint when they get out of the truck.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you they don't. We'll see.
I suspect you might be right.
I'm going to. At this point, I do turn off my headlights.
Okay.
And
from the shrouded darkness, you can hear the conversation is slightly muted. They're close enough that you can hear, though. Bishop, you're being manhandled out of the back of the SUV by two burly men that threw you in there originally. They're keeping the manacles on you, and they're hustling you out of the SUV and bringing you up the set of steps, and they're opening this door on the side. Let me pop in a couple of people here.
Gentle gentlemen, you know I'm going willingly.
They're not being sexually rough with you, but they're not letting you balk either. They're moving you along.
Oh, goody. They've got guns.
Actually, they don't have guns brandished. They may have them, but they're not. They don't have them out.
We're up against Marines.
But at least, hopefully, they're not Space Marines.
All right, I guess we should quietly head on up. Mm-hmm. Or should we, I don't know, what do you think, should we wait for him to come out?
If you want to interrupt the action that's taking place, tell me. But here's what's going on. One of them opens the door, holds it open, and the other one kind of ushers Bishop in.
You've disappeared.
Door closes.
I think we should follow them.
All right. Let's do.
Wow. This warehouse, it's so black.
Okay. Give me alertness rolls, here. Guys.
Including me?
No, not including you.
And alertness. plus one.
And Rena?
That'd be a three.
All right. Due to the fog, Gavin, you don't really notice, and you're kind of getting closer to the location as Rena pulls you back as the SUV, the lights turn on, and it starts driving out of the parking place. Driver doesn't seem to notice either one of you, but just barely misses you, Gavin, as it pulls out.
Yeah.
And it's still leaking the paint trail, although the drops are much finer now. Looks like your spray can has ran out of paint.
Yeah, that was a clever idea. All right. So the garage door is open then?
No, actually, I'm sorry. The garage door is closed.
Okay. Did somebody close it, or did it just close up after the SUV?
But if you look on the map, there is a large warehouse door that's closed. The side door that they went through closed behind them.
Okay.
You go up to the side door.
You might want to drag a token on there, Abel. Oh. There was a token.
Yeah, so I had it in the black.
Mm-hmm.
Hidden like a ninja. So what was I supposed to do with this?
Double click your character. Go to the config tab.
Done.
Go to where it says property and change it from basic to fudge.
Fudge, yes.
And then go to properties and then put in your correct health, will, face, and fate chips.
Properties. Okay. So put in the however many fate chips I have.
Yep, and make sure your track numbers are correct.
And I'm back now.
All right.
I just got taken in, and they didn't stop me from being taken inside.
Yeah, I heard that the last kind of minute or so.
Okay. It seems to be a dark warehouse.
Yes, listeners, we have a new player tonight. Say hello, Michael.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Okay.
Where the warrior was standing up there in the corner, that is a piece of glass, like a window there. Just so you know, it's not really obvious on the maps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So which deck I went through the door with dreamers?
Michael, I'm going to move your character. He'll still be on the board, but you won't see him immediately. I'm just taking him off.
Very well.
Until they run into you.
So we have normal vision, not like conical vision or something like that?
Oh, the place is actually well lighted.
Okay.
The places that are dark to you guys on the map, it's just you can't see them because there's doors between you and whatever's past there.
But I guess you have some sort of plan on how I'm going to work into this whole thing.
Yes, I do.
Okay, I chose the most steampunky looking female.
Pretty well done, actually.
Alright, so enough of this. Okay, I guess we let's carefully make our way towards the door.
Well, if we know there's a window that locks in, we go look through the window, I suppose.
All right. So you look through the window.
Now, wait. Did they take him to the door on the left or door on the right? Or do we not know?
Door on the right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But if we can see that there's a window, then we must have looked through the window so we can see.
Hey, I see me.
Quick, kill him.
Okay. Kill the dragon.
The door is that kind of mottled glass, not the particularly clear stuff, so it is really hard to see detail back there, but you do see Bishop and at least one of the guards have pulled Bishop further into the warehouse.
Okay. Are we right beside a door?
Yes, you are.
This is completely different than the usual.
Do we try the opening the door quietly? You see if it's open.
It is actually.
You failed to detect the traps first, by the way. You purposely didn't, so we settled the alarms off.
All right. It looks like it is. The side door looks like it's some kind of control room to the air conditioning and heating units to the building.
So wait, say that again. The hallway leads to
The door on the left there that that Gavin is standing next to. It is opened, and it looks like it's a utility room.
So they're like shoving him in a closet.
No, this is out. This is not inside the building. This is like on the outside. Can you see the map? Okay. Did that room show up? I just opened it.
Yeah, it showed up.
Okay.
No problem.
Yeah, I see B.
All right, let's see. Can we climb through the ducting into the warehouse?
It is large enough for Drina to fit. Actually, you're not a very large man either, Gavin. Both of you could fit through that air duct.
It's just such a movie cliche. All right. We go crunching through the clunky air conditioning clunking thing.
Now, I'm not the stealthiest person in the world. I didn't really. Drina's not one for like skullduggery and cloak and dagger kind of. So. You should lead the way.
All right. Yep. Well, it makes sense anyway.
All right. You're able to pull apart the air ducting easily enough. It's just held together with some ducting tape. Gavin, it looks like it'll be a tight fit, but you could fit through there. And if you're trying to do it quietly, then give me a roll for that.
Stealth roll. Yep. That's pretty good. Four.
All right. I'm going to move your character inside, so you will disappear from view for a moment. Gavin's gone inside. Drina, are you following?
Yes, I'm going to follow.
Are you trying to be quiet about it?
Yes, I'm going to try.
We'll be helpful.
So you want to roll, I think.
Yes.
Is that your tunnel?
Let me just double check. I have no stone.
Hey, look, there's some coin armor there as well.
Alright, hold on a second.
He's got his knife at the back.
I may as well have just, like, ridden my jetpack through the hallway.
Yeah. You guys go through the duct system, and you're able to separate one of the pipes out. And as you step out of the quiet, Gavin doing it gingerly as he's laying down this grate, making as little noise as possible. Sounds like a herd of buffaloes is coming in behind him. as you set the grate down, it looks the warehouse is well lighted, and a guard with a firearm drawn just kind of steps out. Looks at you. And one from the other side of the room does so as well. the one immediately closest to you there, Gavin, is kind of covering the both of you. This one off to the side walks up closer, and it looks like he's referring to a notebook. And he looks at it and says, Miss Drina Erbauer and Mr. Gavin Marshall, is that correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I stand up by myself, not hello to him.
Well, it looks like we're all here then. If you will please join your Mr. Bishop up here in the other room. And
I'm sorry, you have me at a disadvantage. I don't know your name.
Pardon me for just a second, guys.
He's got to come up with this character's name.
No, my cats are getting into a fight over here. Break it up.
What I don't like is we've got Xenomorphs behind the right there.
Why on earth did you choose a dragon? At least make it face the right way. Well, maybe you are facing it. Yeah. Ooh, they have a helicopter. I don't have a helicopter.
I like that.
All right, I'm back. The guards kind of usher
in. Am I not in the room right now? I'm just trying to figure out.
You are not in the room just yet.
Okay, all right. I didn't know if I was actually there or not. Mm-hmm. So I see me.
Hey, guys, what took you so long? Did you get my message, Drina?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Good, then you know exactly who's behind this all.
Yes. Yes, we all know.
The Marines and the SWATs.
The two critters that are in the corner there, they are actually in some kind of an animal cage.
Okay.
I didn't have any
critters
appropriate.
Or are they recognizable animals?
No, they are actually critters. Actually, anyone who has not, if your character hasn't had military service, give me a conviction. Well, hold on just a second.
That'd be helpful.
I wish I had military service.
Lost my token.
Those actually medics?
Give me a discipline roll. If your character hasn't had military service, give me a discipline roll. This is something you have not seen before.
Two.
What is discipline? That's a skill, right?
Yes.
Zero.
All right. It's mildly disquieting. You're not exactly sure what to make of it. They look like lean, large dogs, but much larger mouths and sharper teeth, and they have long tails and look somewhat amphibious. You really don't know what to make out of it. It's like a horror show. You've gone to some of these curiosity shows before when they traveled around Metapole and where they showed like the remains of mermaids and, you know, fantastical creatures. You know, it's always a pay your 5 bits, see the freaks, but you've never seen something like this alive and apparently quite eager to smell and or eat you.
So what's holding it back? Is there like,
they've got like an animal cage. It does have a steel entrance to it that has a box with a glowing red light on it.
Okay, so their cage obviously is some kind of arm that lets them loose. Right. Well, where are these guys taking us?
They actually just kind of centered you up in the room here. The guy that had the memo addresses you again and says, "We have a message for you. We were instructed to bring Mr. Bishop here, but we were also said that his companions might follow. Our employer, Mr. Harris, would like to have a few words with you." And he walks over to the corner here to, looks like to Drina, one of the government-style analytical engines, and starts playing around with some buttons on there. And in the middle of the floor here, I'm just going to move this guy back to where this is appearing. A three-dimensional sepia tone movie is playing. It's the best that you can kind of describe it. You haven't seen this likes before, although it is in three dimensions instead of two dimensions. And Mr. Bishop, I'm going to offer you a compel to the damn you, Harris, as Harris is standing in front of you with a top hat and sepia tones, the image breaking up every now and then, showing the warehouse behind the picture. And he seems to smile at you with this just smug expression. And so I'm going to offer you two fate chips to and tapping your aspect. Damn you, Harris, to not just fly off the handle right here and try to attack the image.
I'm actually going to take that.
If you didn't, we would have.
All right.
Well, Bishop.
All right.
I owe you $5.
I know it. Right. I know it. Damn you, Harris. I know it. I know it.
The two guards that are closest to you just casually put the butts of their guns right up against you and discharge it. And a very strong electrical shock shoots through your body. And you're brought to your knees.
Yes, hello, Mr. Harris. Obviously, our colleague here has been very anxious to meet you. I have been less so.
As you're saying that, one of the other guys here comes off to the corner, and they open this door, this area here that's still kind of shaded in. He asks everybody to step back just a little, if you would. Comes in, and he pulls out this guy that's kind of slumped down, and there's some gas that kind of escapes from the room. It's got like a very bitter smell to it. Seems to be they were using it to keep this man sedated. And Michael, here you are. You're a little woozy. Head hurts a bit from probably taking a good blow to the back of it. And you're dragged out here as well.
Michael is Arthur.
Yes, Michael is the author figure.
Now, something you said in the past is that we've all always worked together in the past. Is that the situation with my character, or no? Is this the first time they've ever met
this? This is the first time you've ever met these people. To give you some background, I'm putting you in here. You're actually here investigating Harris.
Okay.
And some of you're in a new city, have a lot of contacts here. You asked just a few too many questions, and some people conked you out and dragged you into this warehouse.
Which is the same story for those who have been here a long time.
Gavin, give me a contact roll.
Not bad. Three?
Okay. The man that they brought out of the smoke-filled room looks a little familiar to you. You can't quite place it, but you think you've seen him before. And, Jameis and Michael, I will send you messages in a minute here.
I've got pretty high contacts.
It's not something you could roll for, though.
Oh, I see. It's one of those people.
So, can I kind of, as I'm starting to get my bearings, can I kind of try to figure out what I'm seeing in the room?
Yeah, give me an alertness roll, actually.
Okay. So, one plus, I got a one on the back, and I have alertness at plus one, so...
So, a total of two?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Anything over zero is a success, but the more numbers you have that are positive, the better the success is. With a two, your head clears a little bit. You take a look around in the warehouse. You have not previously seen it before. You don't really recognize anyone in here, except go ahead and you give me a contact roll.
Oh, that's not a story. But that's not my character very well. I mean, that's pretty...
So what's the total? Sorry?
Well, I have no contacts. So
minus three, yeah. So, yeah, no one here looks familiar to you at all.
What about when I see those critters in the corner?
Given your background that you sent me, you probably have seen things like that before.
Okay. Am I alarmed, or?
You're alarmed in that they're here, but they don't seem to repulse you. They don't seem to cause you know, a fear response, if you will. So you're not shocked to see them. It's just a little uncomfortable that they're here.
Okay. Are you talking about us or the weird animals?
The animals in the corner.
The weird animals.
The projected picture of Harris begins to talk. It actually looks like it's scanning the room, and you guys do notice that when the door is opened and this new man was brought out, that the eyes did seem to focus on that room and seem to track the man being pulled out.
Coward can't even meet me face to face.
So Harris begins to talk and says, collectively, ma'am and sirs, you have caused me a great deal of trouble. He's taking the hat off his head, and he seems to be, he just kind of handling, he brushes it off and just seems to be, you know, preoccupied with the cleaning of his hat as he's talking to you so that he's not looking at anyone in particular. However, I'm not a man to waste resources, especially some that has shown such great promise and, intelligence as this group has. I'm here to offer you a deal. I apologize that... I'm sorry?
I said, damn you, Harris, I make no deals.
His eyes seem to flicker over you for a moment.
I kind of look at Regina and go, I think I like this guy already.
I exchange a look with Gavin.
Now, I know your inclination is going to be not to listen to me. I'm sure that the guilds have said all kinds of things.
I can say for myself, I'm very interested to hear what you have to say.
I'm sure the guilds have said many things to make it seem that I am the enemy here, where indeed I'm not. I have nothing but the betterment of the society and the betterment of the class of people that live in Metapol as my truest conviction. I'm afraid I've been much maligned, and he seems to look at each one of you in turn. Now,
I got no love for the guilds. There's plenty of inventions I have to keep a lid on, because I need to know, I need to work around the restrictions to make sure that I can just make money off of inventions that are mine.
Truthfully, I only work for the guilds for a paycheck so I can retire one day.
All right. Well, he's heard from two of you, so he looks at his nemesis. He looks at Bishop. And you, Mr. Bishop, I know you've been doggedly on my trail for a while now.
I have no... The guilds are just a paycheck, but you... I make a deal. I make sure to get it. I admit it. You killed that man that night.
I do admit it. That man was a corporate or a guild lapdog. Had I not ended his life, he would have created something that would... I'm sure you understand that the war that is going on now is reaching new heights and new armaments are being developed every day by the guilds. This man was about to unleash something that could have created thousands of deaths. Killing men without... It was hideous. I had to do it. He actually looks... you guys can give me empathy rolls. He looks like he's quite passionate about it.
I get a whole one.
Negative one.
Four.
All right. All of you, except for who had the four?
Me and Drina.
Okay, you two. Well, for you, it makes the most sense, of course, because you're not disposed to believing anything that Harris says. But everybody else, you're... He seems like he's being very honest with what he's saying, and he's just very passionate about the fact that the man that he's admitting to killing being some sort of monster that just needed to be put down. Drina, you have suspicions that maybe he's not being completely above board, but talk's a good game. At any rate... I want this animosity to end. You are causing me a great deal of problems in this town. Our little group is not able to move as freely as we'd like due to you being behind us at every turn. I don't believe in killing people that could be potentially useful, nor do I believe in killing people that have done no real wrong, and which you haven't. I understand you're merely doing your jobs, but I can't allow this to continue. So, I give you a choice. Stop following me. Nothing says that you have to take every guild contract that comes your way. Leave me be. Secondly, I can offer you an introduction to a marvelous venture, something that will change the scope of our society. You, Miss Ehrbauer, who claim, well, I shouldn't say claim, your engineering feats are well known to us, your dedication to knowledge. Can you honestly say that the structure we live under today is the best for the people in the city or across this globe? Do you think the people are keeping these wars going?
Well, I tell you, no, I don't. But I haven't seen anything that leads me to believe that you're offering anything more fair or enlightened or egalitarian than the current system.
Well, I'm offering you the possibility to see that now. Will you work with us, Ms. Ehrbauer? Would you at least permit us to show you what we were doing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mr. Marshall.
I have no loyalty for the guild, and indeed I have interest in hearing what you're talking about.
Michael, what is your character's name?
Arthur Picton.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Arthur Picton.
Picton, okay. Mr. Picton? What say you?
What do you know about wars, Harris? I think you're talking about wars. What do you know?
I'm offering you the ability to find out. I'm sure what you've been told is only one side of an argument. Are you enlightened enough to understand that?
Enlightened enough to know that I got hit in the head and dragged into that room. I'll go along with it.
Very well. For those of you that accept my little offer, an agent will show up at your residence or place of business, Ms. Ehrbauer, in the next couple of days. And you will be given an opportunity to sit on one of our rallies, one of our recruitment efforts. And from there, if it is shown you can be trusted and it looks like we're a right fit for each other, we'll talk again. And the image fades.
I've just noticed, I find it funny that he didn't even talk to me.
Gee, I wonder why.
All right, gentlemen, what are we doing now?
Well, the guards that are around you step away from you. And while they still have their weapons out, they're not directly pointed at anyone. The person who announced or who asked you what your names were, this says you can leave.
Would you kindly take these off, please?
Certainly. One of the guys approaches you with an odd wrench-looking device.
I make sure I'm nice and open and non-threatening.
He goes forward and starts removing your manacles.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I guess that's that. I mean, we'll just have to wait for this meeting or rally or whatever this secret society is going to tell us.
Andrina, that is an odd airship that you have not seen before, other than in drawings. That is a helicopter behind you there.
Actually, I ask if I can examine?
The guard kind of looks at a few of the other ones for confirmation and nods his head, yes.
Can I examine it as well? Have I seen one of these before?
Sure. You're feeling much better. You don't feel as woozy anymore. You're feeling more like yourself.
So again, tell I think just by looking at it.
Yeah, give me a repair roll there.
Righto, that's a 5.
All right, it's very good design. It's been crafted very well. It seems to have been used quite often. You can there's wear on like the tire treads. You're not quite sure how such a device would fly. You understand the physics behind it, but you've never actually seen one in person before.
As a pilot, can I give a driving or a scholarship role to try to figure out what I would know about this?
Yeah, you go ahead. You can give me a...
Okay. So if I can use my piloting skills, that's a plus one.
Okay. Oh, with a plus one, you think if...
driving session. I mean, because I've got driving at plus 3, and my specialty is... being a pilot.
Yeah, no problem. Even with that, you think that if you got behind that cockpit, you could make it work. You think you could fly it. It seems to be pretty straightforward. The controls aren't much different than biplanes.
Okay.
All right. Fair enough. I sort of take notes in my head to figure out what to do with this thing later, and we should get going.
So, can I? I think I noticed that as I was brought out into the room, although I was a little hazy, that Gavin might have given me an odd look, like he maybe might have recognized me. Can I?
Yeah. Unfortunately, your head's cleared. Sure, I'll give you another shot at it. So, yeah, is that still a negative number for you?
That is still a negative number.
All right, good enough. No, it's just, he just has one of those faces. You may have seen him before, you may not have. You can't really put it to a memory. The guards seem to have relaxed a little bit more as the atmosphere seems to have, become less charged. They're still watching you, and they still have their armaments about them, but they've relaxed a little bit in posture. No one seems to be in a hurry to usher you out or anything either.
May I suggest that we leave?
First, one thing. Gentlemen, may I have my taser back?
Some of them confer and say, Mark's got it in the SUV. We'll have it dropped off at your place.
Thank you, gentlemen. You are very kind.
But it's same here. Can I have my my walking stick?
Hey, it's probably in that room. You might want to wait a few minutes for that gas to clear out.
Yes, you men are much kinder. I look where the residual, where the image was, much kinder than some people.
So I noticed that my walking stick and hat are just.
And when you pop your head back into that room, you do see your walking stick and hat. Anything that you had, your personal items are there. But you also notice that there's a body on the floor in that room.
Fellows and ma'am, I believe we may have a body in here.
Some of the guards kind of shrug. No, it looks like he was shot. Pretty close range. Looks like a scatter gun. You do note that everybody here, all the guards, are not carrying ballistics. They're carrying electrical weapons.
Right. Well,
is this our problem, or should we get out here? I ask.
Should go.
Anyone I recognize from one of my contacts?
Give me a roll.
Six.
Looks a little familiar. No one that you personally know. You might have seen him around. He might be a cop, actually.
And I'll try context roll. He's a Metapol cop. There's a good chance I'll know him.
Mm-hmm.
It is a him, not a her, right?
It is a him.
That's a 5.
Pretty good. Since you've hung around the precinct more often than Bishop has, yeah, it is somebody that was in your precinct. One of the lower guys, one of the foot pounders, the beat cops. Younger guy. One of the guards is kind of looking in there too when you're kind of examining him, and he kind of shrugged his shoulder and said, "Yeah, we didn't do it. And he was already in the warehouse when we kind of took over. We just didn't know what to do with the body."
Sure, of course, I understand. Well,
how long have you been here in the warehouse then?
He looks at his watch. 16 hours.
How old does the body look?
Do you have any kind of medical knowledge? I don't think you do.
No. Yeah. But I have been abound enough bodies.
well, we should. I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm. She's my ride, so I better get going.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she's my ride.
One of the guys, you didn't say anything out loud about him being a cop, so no one really says mm-hmm. anything.
I sure don't.
I don't know. But
right, so can we cut to in the car?
Sure. Yeah, they let you out without
nice
a problem.
Nice to meet you, sir. Nice to meet you, sir. I'm Daniel Bishop. And your name is?
He just smiles and shakes your head and says, hey, we don't really work on names. Oh, you're
Arthur.
Talking to me.
Arthur. Talking to Arthur. We're trying to meet the guy we just joined our group.
Everybody click on your icons and hit copy, because I'm going to change the map.
Michael went off. That's what happened.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, yes, he did.
Copy? Copied.
So you might as well stick a copy of it on Metapol, just so we got a copy somewhere.
Oh, I did. It's on there.
No, I just thought I can't. How do I paste an image?
Yeah. Edit, paste.
Yep.
Rawr, there's a dragon destroying the city.
Oh, Dreamer's Garage.
Yep, and just repaste yourself somewhere in Dreamer's Garage. I assume that's where you're going. That's kind of been the central meeting place lately.
Yeah, and we're probably going to go up to the high floor so that we can not deal with any people listening in. Trying to get Michael.
Yep.
Well, it's still like early hours of the morning or something, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it probably is around midnight to 1 somewhere there.
Yes.
On the car ride over, we might need to go back by the garage for Abigail.
Hello.
Hey, my name's Daniel Bishop. What's yours?
Arthur Picton, Mr. Bishop. Major Arthur Picton. Nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm. And when we get outside and kind of a little bit away from the garage towards Trina's car, it's like, I loved your response to Harris, your first response to him. You're a good man, sir. I can tell you're already going to be a good person.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm sorry. I'm still having a hard time getting my wits about me, but I took a bad conk on my head. What's going on with that body back there?
He was a police officer. I blah about the who the body was.
Okay, so I've been off for about the last 2 minutes. I had to reset my server, so
yeah, basically it was a police officer, and we said nothing else.
Okay. Yeah, man. I go to introduce myself to Gavin and Dreamer as well.
Sure.
Arthur Picton, I'm an investigator with the guilds.
What was that?
I say I'm Arthur Picton. I'm an investigator for the guilds. I'm working for the police.
Yep.
Yes.
And just to be more precise to your character, he has much the same position as you guys do. He didn't work in Metapol. He's newly arrived, is what we worked out.
I introduced myself, I guess. I'm a retired army major from overseas, from the United Kingdom exists. I still haven't figured that out. Maybe the question for Bert.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, there's a British Empire.
Okay, yes, so yes. I'm a retired army major from the United Kingdom. Mm-hmm. Though many of my exploits are famous, you may not recognize my name or my face. I'm a pilot, and just for you guys to know that I'm new to Metapol. I was brought here to work on a mission for infiltrating the air pirates, and I have stayed here to make my fortune and retire.
Hmm. Well, if you ever need to meet anyone, I know a guy who knows a guy who can. I pretty much, if you ask me to, I probably know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy who could get you to talk to anyone.
Well, good, because to this point I've been having to throw money around town, and I have no contacts here. I have been tapping into my savings from once I sold my commission after I retired.
Hmm.
Right.
Michael, if you click the globe at the top of the screen there, we're on a new map now. There should be a map that says Drina's Garage.
Uh-huh.
And I've already moved your token over there.
Okay, let me see what I can... not seeing Drina's Garage.
Do you see the little world globe in the top right corner of the screen?
Says select map.
No, I mean I'm sorry, the map is loading.
Okay, yeah, no problem.
I wonder if Drina still has the drill, or she finally gave that back.
I think we give it back.
Yeah, I think she did give it back. I just know we have what we do have is stored in a couple of places.
Oh, you mentioned your bishop's girlfriend. I guess they told you they dropped her off at the hospital.
I'm hoping they did. Okay.
Yeah, I suppose we could.
That's good. You did fill out the paperwork, right?
No, they did kind of just push her out of the car door and kind of kept going.
I know.
We took her inside and we ran away. We didn't know how to push them.
We made sure she was okay.
Okay, as long as she's taken care of, she's probably not going to be as happy with me. She looked like hell.
Yep. You're going to get laid anytime soon, my friend.
No, but Drina, I think I figured out what happened that night. You know, when I turned up, the bottle of wine was drugged, and I was knocked out. Apparently the bottle was delivered under my name to her, and well, that's how Harris knocked me out that night.
I thought at the time we pretty much figured that was the most likely story.
It was, yeah. I figured it was that, but it's nice to have good, solid facts. I just wish I knew what happened in between.
Do I need to know anything more about the case I was on for the police when I got conked in the head and thrown into that room?
Just quick background to bring you into it. Harris was being investigated from your superiors as well. They had tracked him down to being in Metapol, so you were trying to locate him here, and you had found out that he was wanted by the guilds for a potential crime that he committed and had since disappeared. And that's what you had tracked down when you were taken to the warehouse.
So I've blabbed that to everyone just now. Then.
So that's all you know?
Oh, stop it!
If we'd been by my house, I could bring you a book. That's how large his file is.
He's been upset. I mean, investigating Harris for quite some time, Arthur.
Sounds like he's obsessed with him, Drina.
I'm not obsessed. I just know the truth.
Yes, we don't use the old word. So you were interesting. So you're Brett, and what have you discovered about our man Harris exactly?
Very little. I was only on his trail when apparently sniffed me out. Quite embarrassing for me. I often worked behind enemy lines in the last Great War, and very, very, very as I was on my cover or been caught. This is very disconcerting for me. This is very disconcerting.
Specifically, Harris is wanted for war crimes, and that's what you were coming to track him down for.
Really? Which crimes?
The non-specific war crime.
War crimes?
Crimes against war.
Wait a minute. Is there a Geneva Convention or some?
Yeah, there is something very similar.
Okay, that makes sense. Because of the time period, the type of fighting that they're doing. So...
Knew it. He's wanted for even more crimes. I need to make sure I take out a notebook and start writing this down.
Yeah, but you don't know which crimes or like which side was he on? Was he British, German?
That's the extent of your information because they wanted him for questioning. They don't know for a fact that he was guilty. So they're just trying to find the man, and that's what you were tasked to do.
All right, okay. All right, that makes sense. I mean, he is a person of interest, I guess. Well, fair enough.
I look at the clock. It's not making any noises, right?
It's not.
Okay, just double check.
So what do we do now?
Well, I can...
When you suggest I report, you guys have worked with the police much more than I have. I'm happy to report back as much or as little from what you've learned tonight as possible.
I kind of nod towards the clock. Should we clue him in even more?
The only thing I say is that, yeah, we have, like, devices in the office here that helped to tell us whether or not we're being eavesdropped on.
Mm-hmm. Are we?
No, we're not. Okay. So, I don't know, Gavin, you're one of these cloak and dagger guys also. What we do right now.
Get some rest and cover that fish tomorrow.
That sounds like a plan.
I'll go take the subway and get a good stiff drink while I'm at my house.
Actually, I have a car around the corner. Can I give you a ride?
Oh, please. Thank you.
How did Drina design the electronic secretary you guys created last section? How does it tell you if you've got a message?
Oh, yeah. We call in.
Okay.
And check.
All right. Just wanted to clarify.
So I guess
Now, before we go to bed, when was the last time you checked our messages?
Well, we didn't put the same thing up that long ago. I check it now.
Make sure it's working. You got to test it.
Right. Might have to add another voice to it as well.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. You have a message from the General Hospital saying, the person you dropped in is ready to be released. We can't release her by herself, though. She's a little disoriented still, and she's got this strange manacle on her we don't seem to be able to get off. If you could arrange to have someone come by in the morning and pick her up, we'd appreciate it. But
you left the manacles on?
We were in a hurry. We thought that your life was in danger.
I'm touched. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, we couldn't abandon you. We did the best we could in the time we had.
Yes, thank you. Just wish that bastard would have at least had the courage and balls to show face to face.
Okay, well, the crazy talking has begun. So it's time to get some sleep.
Yes. It's,
and I offered a ride home to you, Gavin. Would you also like to? Do you need a ride as well?
I'm interested as to where your car is.
It's just around the corner.
From here?
I was picked up by Harris not too far from here.
Everything seems to be happening in this particular sector of town.
It's the 8th district. It's where everything happens.
That makes sense. Well, alright, I guess. When Arthur leaves, I check the messages.
May I ask one thing? Which hospital did you take her to? Because it obviously wasn't the one in this section. District.
No, it was the one that was closest to where we were before. So, I mean,
I think you guys went opposite, so District 4.
Yeah. Whatever we say, whatever we want.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There you go.
I'll go by there in the morning.
Sure.
Actually, I don't. I think about it for a second, then I go, no, one of you pick her up. I don't think she'll want to see me for a long time.
Fine, I'll.
Before you're actually able to pick her up, on the car ride back, actually, was there anything that you were going to do? Because I'm going to pick up.
I was going to ask questions about the kind of cases that these gentlemen worked on, and try to, build rapport with them or build a relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Gavin does, but. You mentioned Harris once, and I'm like, well, he was in this case. He had ties to this case, and God.
He really only had ties to one case, really.
No, he was behind the airplane.
After talking to him for not too long, you can pretty much tell that Mr. Bishop has some kind of strange fascination with Harris that borders on the insane.
No, man, he's the one that got away. He's the bastard that got away.
He didn't get away.
So I'm just going home. I have no other plans tonight.
Right.
I'm gonna.
I guess I'll give my card and information to all of these gentlemen in training before I leave.
Sure. At 5:30 in the morning, you all get a phone call, which is 3 hours of sleep that you end up getting. Maybe less for Rita, who has to check in on her kids beforehand. This does include you as well, Michael, since you did come in and register with Metapol that you are a guild officer or a guild security specialist. You're called in by Elizabeth Blair. She's got a case for you. She says she is in District 2 at the First Branch Bank. They've had a robbery. And guilds have asked that you come in to investigate.
So I live on the edge of Districts 4 and 5, in between Districts 4 and 5. So I'm going to drive over there, I guess.
Sure.
Okay. Okay.
Roll for that or anything? I'm just going there.
Yeah, your resources are high enough that you could live in a better district than most of the other group does. So.
Oh, I was going to suggest that he make sure he gets a pair of the glasses from Karina. If she had an extra pair or something.
Can I just? That's interesting.
Oh, that's true.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If you're driving at Metapol at night, it is very slow going because the fog is so thick, and Drina has a cure for this. But I don't think Drina's ever made more than one set.
I guess you just sold the list of
things to do.
And here I thought she sold the plans, though, to the... I thought she got around, like, early on selling the plans to the Transportation Guild, at least.
So for my undercover and behind enemy lines background, I'm used to working at night, and I have some sort of, for my military background, some sort of Minnesota night vision, but low vision glasses that I own, perhaps, that I've kept from my military service.
If you want to do that as one of the aspects you haven't so far chosen, that's fine. You could put down, like, you know, something that would indicate that you've got excellent night vision or some such, or you can have an aspect that is a piece of gear if you wish, but it might be better for you.
Close a standard piece of gear.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true. Yeah. You buy a stunt to give you a piece of gear. So it may not be worth the points to you to actually have just the glasses, but you might want to pick an aspect saying that you just have excellent night vision or something like that.
I don't know that I want to burn an aspect on that. So
you could.
That's not a bad aspect, actually.
Really?
It's up to you. You don't have to decide now, but we're just saying that your driving at night is slow in Metapol because it is difficult to see at night.
There really
doesn't exist any goggles to see through that except for what Drina has invented, at least not easily gotten a hold of. She has them because she made them.
Yeah.
Okay. For now, just look through them.
Yep.
For now.
Yeah.
Bank. Oh, crud. I forgot to call and tell about the body. Blair? You need to check out this warehouse. I think I overheard someone saying that there might have been something around that area. And I kind of come up with a decent story. Like, I'm half awake trying to think, you know, I don't really have to act that. I'm trying to remember the details. Like, something someone said, I just wanted to check it out. You know, like, it's a possibility of something happening.
Sure, she can send some people over there to check it out. What should we expect? She seems a little wary.
possibly a body, possibly nothing. Just be very careful. I don't know. There may be some men around that area who are not the nicest type.
All right.
So this is all you, Kimosabi. I know nothing about this.
Yes. Yep, I'm just kind of whistling in the corner.
Yeah. We don't hear him. He's on the phone.
Yeah, this is me at home, like, when I get the call at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
I heard, you know, I kind of just need to investigate that a little bit.
All right. You should have a new map on there shortly called Street Corner. Make sure you copy your tokens to be able to paste under the new map.
And...
yeah, sure. Elizabeth says she'll send out a squad car with with a bodysuit guy, just to make sure. But appreciates the tip. So does everybody rouse themselves?
Right, what map are we on right now, guys?
Street Corner.
Okay. All right. It's just I'm loading.
Mm-hmm.
Next model, I
guess.
Yes. Bing.
Yep.
I'm happy. I'm at 7.
How'd you get that to be Will 3, Phase 4?
Will 3 is because I actually have conviction at fair, and I got presents up to great.
Hello.
I've used presents enough times that I realized it's very useful, especially when you're on the wing of a plane.
Yeah, that will definitely do it.
How do I put my character on this map? I'm sorry.
Just copy your token and then paste it.
You need to go to edit, paste it when you get to the map.
So yeah, at the top of the screen, choose edit. It's not on.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, there we go. Yeah. All right, this is the street corner that the bank is situated on. There's a few squad cars out here now. As you enter the front, it's a smallish bank. It caters to mostly people that work for the guilds, guild shop owners, people that sell produce or sell equipment from the guilds. They come here so that they can, you know, exchange money to make currency, etc. It actually is one of the first banks to have a new device called an MOD, Money on Demand. And they found this morning when the bank manager came in that their MOD system had been completely wiped out. All the money that was in it had been removed. The bank's been closed for the day. All the tellers and normal staff that were supposed to show up this morning are here. and they're counting their tills, and they're going through the vault to see if anything else is missing. Elizabeth is inside, and she's got she's got a few pots of coffee going and starts lining up cups and filling them as you walk in the door.
I presume the banks actually have insurance to cover situations where money gets stolen?
No real such thing.
There's no FDIC or whatever the New Zealand equivalent is of deposit insurance.
No idea what the New Zealand equivalent is.
Bank manager is currently being grilled by a couple of police officers as you enter, and Elizabeth Blair, who is your police contact, starts handing out coffee cups to everybody as you walk in the doors.
I kind of take a deep, deep swig.
No problem. Yeah, I ask Elizabeth how she's feeling.
She looks at her watch. She looks at her watch and looks at you and says, "It probably got about as much sleep as you did, Drina."
So I'm wondering how much money was stolen?
Yeah. She kind of tilts her head to the corner. They started using this newfangled device out here. We told them that it didn't seem the most secure thing, but they swore up and down that it was the new fad, that it would take off everywhere. Well, of course, the thing got looted. What she's kind of angling her head at is on the inside of the bank, there's like a machine that there's a woman near now. She's going over all the parts. The police officer is watching her. Apparently, they load the money into it from this side or the inside of the bank. And on the outside, there is a slot where a guild member would put his card in, and it would shoot out money from his account.
So how much money was taken?
Elizabeth looks through her notes. Equivalent of about 400,000. Apparently the thing's got an engine built onto it that keeps track of people who deposit and withdraw the monies, and it shows here that the last withdrawal was 8 o'clock last night, only for a couple hundred dollars.
Who was it that withdrew it?
Charles Tinian. We've already got a car going down there to collect him, or to at least get a statement. There's no real reason to believe anything went on specifically there. He was just the last person to use it. Elizabeth hands the notepad over to you, Drina. It's not a lot to go on.
When was the robbery reported and by whom?
Well, when the bank manager showed up at 5 o'clock this morning, standard procedure is that they pull out that machine you see back there. They go through the money to make sure it's all balanced, and they put more into it so that there's always a $500,000 backup inside the machine. And when they went to do that this morning, they found that it was empty.
So it was the access from outside or from inside?
Well, the vault part of it is on the inside, and it's got a conveyor system that pulls the money out from this vault and distributes it outside.
Any signs of tampering on the inside or any of the windows, doors, or anything like that? Because I'm guessing it was closed.
If you're giving kind of just a general overview of everything, give me an investigation roll. Drina or anybody that's got repair can more specifically look at the mechanics of the thing.
I'm looking at the guts of the thing.
Yeah. 4 on my investigation.
2 on my investigation.
And Gavin?
No.
Can I give a burglary roll to see what I would kind of notice if I were how I does not work in reverse like that?
Yeah, that's fine. You can do that.
So I have a.
I'm going to spin the chip because that's a really quick roll.
Sure.
So I got a 2 burglary as well as a 2 investigation.
All right. Well, I'm just going to work from the bottom up. You guys that are doing a general investigation of the place. And this will include just talking to some of the employees that were here as well. No signs of break-ins. There's only one door coming and going from the bank itself. There is no rear door. The main safe to the location was still closed and locked. They're going through it now to see if there's anything missing from there. From the bulk money, the count just actually comes back as you're talking to people, and there's no money missing from the main vault. There are, however, personal vaults inside, which there is no inventory kept because that it's, you know, they're personal vaults. So they are going through their contact list to have all the vault owners to come down and make sure their property is intact. Of course, there's no way to verify if what they said in there is what was in there.
Are there any other banks who's using this system?
This is the first one.
Okay.
It's been in use for several months now without a problem.
I think out loud to the others that even if something is stolen from one of those personal vaults, if it was an illegal or questionably legal item, it might not necessarily ever get reported.
Yes, but I don't think that. I think this was done somehow messing with the actual system itself. Somehow.
No, what I want to question is if by some chance, although it seems fun at this point, that the $400,000 was a distraction.
It's possible. I kind of look over a manager and ask the manager, is there any type of overriding codes or anything like that for this machine that one of the, you know, someone who might have been, you know, in a manager or something within the past months might know?
Well, no, there's the keys are issued from the guild itself, but there's no, we have a management key, and he hands his over to you. And it's basically, it's the size of a credit card, but it's got like the holes punched in it for, since all the computers run on punch cards, basically. Mm-hmm. So it's more solid than that, but it's basically the same shape as a punch card. So this one is just it allows us to do polling and figure out how much was taken and how much was deposited from the accounts, but it doesn't directly access any specific account. It just gives us statistics. Now, the machine itself may have other codes, but there's no key that any of us were given other than this. And Drina, looking at the mechanism from inside, I mean, it seems pretty, it's spring-loaded drawers with a conveyor belt system. It uses a like a robotic arm to separate the bills from each drawer and spits them out through a conveyor system. It doesn't look like anything's been tampered with. It looks like it's a very clean, very new system.
So physically hasn't been damaged at all?
No, at least not from the inside.
But from the outside it has.
Looking at it from the outside has a lot more wear and tear just because it's been exposed to the elements, the rain, and the fog nights here have a little bit of a corroding effect on some metals. The push buttons are little wood squares where the numbers are starting to become worn a little. There's no indication, well, there's really nothing on the outside that could be forced that you're seeing. It's basically a plate of steel with the wooden buttons inset in the face, and then there's a little drawer at the button at the bottom that the conveyor belt just kind of pushes the money out of, and there's a key slot for the credit card shaped key like the bank manager showed you.
So it really doesn't look like anybody damaged this thing at all.
Not at all.
May I ask, who is the maker of this system?
Well, it's one of the patents from the Electrical Guild. The designer's stamp is on the inside of the machine here, and they show you the stamp. We don't know specifically who created this unit, but it was cleared by the guilds.
Right, so then it must be perfect then.
Okay, As you're talking, the police are letting people into the building one at a time, and there's an elderly man that shows up. He's probably in his late 60s, early 70s. He's got a walker, and he's checking out his safety deposit box, and he's going over the contents of it. There's a few more people waiting outside.
Come on.
Shakes his walker at you as he passes.
Get off the wall.
I have bank manager. Who is that guy?
He looks down on his list and says, it's North Patterson. He's the first one we called this morning. Looks like he's the first one to show up.
So when you're calling your customers to let them know you've been live?
Well, yeah, it's kind of our policy. With the safety deposit boxes here, we have no idea. We can't tell if anything is missing or stolen. The police have said there's no signs of anything being forced, but we don't know what was in the boxes.
Yeah, which is a respectful thing to do, since they are private security boxes.
I mean, it looks like something like tampered with the security of the system and got it.
I catch Drino's eye and slowly shook my head a little.
Or not. We'll need to investigate further. Let's see, so.
Can we take a short break, please?
Yeah, I need to start a new recording anyway. Let's take five.
Yeah.
Everyone's all right?
Okay. Thank you.